Welcome to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode, we'll explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Green. Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? Welcome back to another episode of Lies Changes Truth. As always, I'm your host, BK Blessed, and we're going to shift gears today. The last four episodes, we dealt with the lies we tell ourselves. The next four episodes, we're going to deal with the lies others keep trying to feed us. And the lie we're uncovering today is one that so many of us have been told, and sometimes have come to believe. It's a lie that we don't need anyone else, that we could do it all on our own. This is a message that on the surface sounds empowering. It's so tempting to buy into. The idea that you could rely entirely on yourself, that needing help is a sign of weakness, that independence means total self-sufficiency. We hear it in our culture all the time. You don't need no one but you. You don't need no man. Why need anybody else when I got me? But today, I'm here to challenge that mindset. And if this episode is for you, I believe it'll change your life. I get it. There's strength in independence. And there's something powerful about knowing you can stand on your own 2 feet. But the truth is, we weren't created to do life alone. We weren't made to exist in isolation, emotionally or spiritually. And believing that we don't need anyone else can leave us feeling empty, disconnected, ultimately unfulfilled. Now, let's take a step back and look at where this lie comes from. In many ways, it's a defense mechanism. We've been hurt, disappointed, and let down by people we thought we could rely on. So, in response, we build walls. We tell ourselves, if I don't let anyone in, then no one can hurt me. We convince ourselves that we'll be better off if we rely on ourselves. But that's not strength. That's fear. Masked as independence. Even the Bible speaks against this isolation. Ecclesiastes 4:9 through 10 says, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble." This isn't just about physical help. It's about emotional and spiritual support. Life is hard. And none of us can carry the weight of this life alone. We need people around us to lean on, to encourage us, to remind us of our worth when we forget. And I know, because I've forgotten my worth before. And that feeling of worthlessness and despair sucks. And trying to get out of that place on your own can sometimes send you to darker places. So I want you to think for a moment. When was the last time you truly let someone in? When was the last time you asked for help? Not because you couldn't physically do something, but because you were emotionally or spiritually struggling. For so many of us, admitting we need others feels like admitting weakness. But the truth is, it takes real strength to say, I can't do this by myself. I need help. Let me share a quote from Helen Keller. If you're not familiar with Helen Keller, I feel like you should Google it. Now, what she says in such simple words speaks to the heart of this truth. Alone, we could do so little. Together, we can do so much. Keller's life was a testament to the power of connection. Despite her challenges, it was through the support of others that she achieved so much. That's the key. No matter how strong or capable we think we are, our greatest potential is realized when we lean on one another, combining our strengths and lifting each other up. Now, I want to be clear. This isn't about letting everyone into your life. Not everyone deserves access to your heart. But it's about understanding that you don't have to carry your burdens alone. It's about finding your people, your community. The ones who will stand with you in your hardest moments and there to celebrate with you in your victories. Now let's think about Jesus for a moment. He was the Son of God, fully divine. Yet even he surrounded himself with community. He had his disciples, his closest friends. When he went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane before his crucifixion, he didn't go alone. He asked his friends to keep watch with him. I mean, we all know they fell asleep, but if Jesus in all his strength and divinity needed people around him, what makes us think we don't? So what do we do? How do we break free from the lie that says we don't need anyone else? First, we need to recognize the lie for what it is. It's a lie that's meant to keep us disconnected and isolated. A lie that keeps us weak and makes us vulnerable to depression, drugs, alcohol, and self-destruction. We need to take that courageous step of opening ourselves up again. This might look like reaching out to a friend or joining a community group or simply admitting to someone you trust that you need help. In Galatians 6:2, it says, share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. We're meant to share our burdens. We're meant to carry each other through the tough times, to be there for one another in love, and to build each other up in faith. Can I tell you a semi-personal story? There was a time in my life when I believed this lie deeply. I thought I could handle it all on my own. I didn't need anyone else. I thought I'd always figure it out on my own. But when I hit rock bottom, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, I realized how wrong I was. But man, when that pain hits, that pain is overwhelming. But it was in those dark moments. You know those moments when it's only you and God. That's when I finally reached out. Let me tell you, the people who came into my life and those that were already there that I finally allowed in, they held me up. They changed everything. It wasn't weakness to ask for help. It was the strongest thing I've ever done. And my life has been changed forever. And I'm telling you, if you're holding on to that same lie, that you have to do it all on your own, I strongly encourage you to let it go. Let people in. It will transform your life. It will change you in ways that you can't even imagine. If you decide to stop living in that mindset and allow yourself to be vulnerable and open to the support of others, it creates space for healing, for growth and deeper connections. You'll find strength that you didn't even know you had, because suddenly you're not carrying your burdens alone. It might feel scary at first, but trust me. Accepting help will lead you to places of peace and joy that you've been striving to reach on your own. Surrounding yourself with people who uplift and support you, it's life-changing. And I believe you deserve that. I promise you that your life will never be the same once you let go of the belief that you have to go through it alone. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this thought. You don't have to do life alone. You weren't meant to. There is strength in vulnerability, and there is power in community. Don't let the lie of isolation keep you from love, support, and connection that you need. We're in this together, and together we are stronger. Remember, God is with you, always. But he also works through people, through friends, family, and community he's placed in your life. Don't be afraid to lean on them. It doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like and subscribe. I want you to share it with someone who you think might need to hear this message. And if you have time, leave me a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's topic. You can connect with me at Lies Changes Truth on Facebook and at Lies_Changes_Truth on IG. I want to thank you for joining me today on Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Bless. And as always, let's keep uncovering those lies, make changes for the better, and walk in truth together. Stay blessed, stay connected, and stay you.
This is your time. This is your life. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Be a motivator. Be an innovator. Be the best you. Block out the haters. Winners fail and fail. But a failure quits. Go through the fire. Because your path is lit. You'll get through the pain. It might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up. So move all these mountains. Knock down these walls. And break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you. See through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See, the time is now. Can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears. No more paranoia. This is destiny. Time to grab a hold. This is meant to be. Time to let it go. Believe in yourself. God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life. This is your time. You're gonna be alright. You're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow his light. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause he's right here. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright.